Every All Saints Day, we hear as the Gospel the Beatitudes. The reason that we hear the Beatitudes is because they are the secret inner life of the saints. This is Jesus' teaching on what it is to be a saint. Now, this is a sort of insider teaching. This is for those who have already decided to follow Jesus. This is for we who are already drawn to him. As for the multitude who follow along with the disciples, some will follow and some will not. Some will be attracted. Some will be offended. Time will tell. Now, the first beatitude the fathers teach us is the key to all of the rest. And that first beatitude contains a paradox. A disciple, that is, one who has decided to follow Jesus, one who has decided to live according to Christian discipline, will grasp the paradox. You are blessed if you are poor, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. The New English Bible translates it a little differently, which lays open better the paradox. And it goes like this: how blessed are you if you know your need of God? The kingdom of heaven is yours. To be aware of one's poverty of spirit, to be aware of one's weakness before God, is a very blessed state, because it drives us toward the source of all true power and all true wealth, which is God. As the psalmist says elsewhere in Scripture, the man who fears the Lord has found the beginning of wisdom. Riches and plenteousness shall be his. Now it occurs to me that the saints are many things. If we want to talk about true diversity is what we find in the body of Christ, in the Holy Catholic Church. You know that wonderful children's hymn which we'll sing in a few moments. One was a soldier, and one was a priest, and one was slain by a fierce wild beast. Or as we used to sing out in seminary, one was slain by a fierce wild priest. The hymn goes on, you can meet them in school, or in lanes, or at sea, in church, or in trains, or in shops, or at tea, for the saints of God are just folk like me, and I mean to be one too. Our Blessed Lady Mary, St. Peter, St. Paul, St. James, St. Francis, the child St. Agnes, St. Thomas Aquinas, St. Thomas More, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Maximilian Kolbe, Mother Teresa, your great Aunt Sophie, your great Aunt Eloise, your great Uncle Finster, and countless other ones known to God alone. All of them have one thing in common. And that is a poverty of spirit which drives them into knowledge of the need of God. That is the great secret to the inner life of discipleship. Now, I don't need to say to you, but we are all called to be saints, every one of us, simply by virtue of our baptism. And the canonized saints of the church's Hall of Fame, and the baseball analogy is a good one, are those servants of Christ whose heroic sanctity is worthy of our emulation and encouragement. Those capital S saints, they are the ones who did it. The movie Chariots of Fire was on the TV a month or so ago. It's an oldie but a goodie. And at the end of that movie, there's a memorial service for Harold Abrahams, the great British and Jewish Olympic runner. And two of his running mates, now old men leaning on their crutches, leave church together. And one says quietly to the other, "Well, he did it." And the other replies, "What's that, old boy?" And quick came the reply, "He ran them off their feet." To run the race that is set before us, to deepen our reliance mile after mile on the grace of God, to surrender evermore to His grace and His will, is to enter more fully and more deeply into the sainthood into which we are all called. And this is the mystery of the first beatitude. The more you give up, the more you surrender, the more you surrender your self-will to God's will, the more you replace self-assertion with willing service to the cause of Christ and the honor of God, the more truly free you are. "He who loses his life will find it," says Jesus. There's a great trendy thing in the church right now about labyrinths. People wandering through labyrinths. And the idea is you wander to the middle and you go inside yourself and you find yourself. That's utter poppycock. Jesus says that you don't find yourself by going inside of yourself. You find yourself by throwing yourself away. St. Paul says it this way: Christ's service is perfect freedom. To serve and follow Jesus is to become more and more the real Andrew, Paul, Bill, Nancy, Jim, Betty, David, more of yourself, more the saint you were called to be. And to live into our calling as saints is not to throw away our personal individuality. It is to live up to our true, unique potential, to be genuine, authentic, real, substantial people that God intends us to be. In one of the old prayer books, at the beginning of the section of services which commemorates the various saints, there is a striking phrase, and it says, "The commemoration of the saints, the triumphs of Christ in his people." When Jesus triumphs, we win. We might not run them off their feet, but we will have run with patience the race that is set before us, so that together with all the saints, we may receive the crown of glory which never fades away, as you'll hear in the preface to the Eucharistic prayer today. And you know how that preface continues. "Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name." That is our destiny. That is our destination. To be numbered with God's saints in heaven. Folks like you and like me. And not only are we called to emulate them, to be encouraged by their examples, we are aided by their prayers, strong prayers, wise prayers, while our prayers are so feeble and so weak. So we praise and thank God for his saints, our true friends and his true friends, praying with us and for us, helping us in our earthly pilgrimage in so many ways. You know, they want to be able to say of you and of me, "Well, he did it. She did it. Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord."